question is, how did PFOA get in the environment? Almost everybody agrees that the majority of PFOA likely came out of the smokestacks at these facilities and was deposited back on the ground. The question remains how much of the PFOA came out of the stacks, what was the quantity that came out, and how far did it go? How extensive was the airborne deposition of PFOA? That's the question that we've been sort of working on. Now, we went up to the Green Mountains and checked on the slope facing Bennington and found elevated levels. We also were surprised to find PFOA levels on the other side of those mountains going on. Our research has begun to identify a distinct plume of soil with elevated levels of PFOA that lies directly downwind of the ChemFab facility in North Bennington. This plume stretches over 10 miles eastward from Bennington into the Green Mountains and covers roughly 120 square miles of southeastern Vermont.
Does this plume extend further than that, or have we not tested that at that point?
The data we're releasing today is a preliminary snapshot. Our initial findings we thought were significant enough that we wanted to get them out to the public and the community to let everybody know what we're seeing. We don't think we found the end of it, and so we're going to go back up in the coming weeks and continue to take soil samples from the Green Mountains and fill in the data around these questions.
We have seen the companies in question do their own research into the PFOA contamination. How does this new research from Bennington College, how could that affect things?
So I've read through some of the conceptual site models that Saint-Gobain has helped put together for its facilities. And in those models, there's a strong suggestion that airborne emissions of PFOA fell out quickly back to Earth and were deposited in close proximity to the plant. That argument really lays the foundation for how Saint-Gobain has provided support for some impacted residents and refused to provide support for other residents. In Bennington, this is a really crisp distinction. There's Corrective Action Area 1, which is the neighborhoods immediately around the ChemFab facility. Houses in Corrective Action Area 1 that have contaminated wells, Saint-Gobain has provided $20 million to extend clean public water lines to those homes. Now, there are a number of homes outside that area that have high levels of PFOA in their wells. Saint-Gobain, to this point, has refused to support extending clean public water to those homes and actually went so far as recently to withdraw support for routine maintenance of POET systems in those areas, which really seems like a heartless act.
So what this research is saying then is that what may have been thought as a problem as a local problem could be much larger than initially suspected. This contamination area.
Could be a regional problem and could actually, you know, residents of Bennington and Hoosick Falls have been in conversation from day one. They've been sharing stories, working to support one another, building up sort of citizen alliances to respond together to this problem. This research shows just how smart those residents might have been, that really we're all in this together. At this scale of airborne deposition, the emissions from the plant in Hoosick Falls likely joined up with the plant in North Bennington, and both contributed to this plume.
The PFOA issue is not only local to Hoosick Falls and Bennington. We've seen this in New Hampshire, on Long Island, in states across the country now more and more.
Yeah.
So do you think that this research can be applied in multiple different areas?
Absolutely. And this is, you know, our findings, while shocking to the working definition of the problem locally, are actually in line with what other states are finding around this question across New England. For example, the state of New Hampshire recently released a report that found a Saint-Gobain plant in Merrimack, New Hampshire, contaminated groundwater around a 60-square-mile area. One plant the emissions from one plant raised the groundwater across a 60-square-mile area above the health guidance levels.
So where can people find this research and more information?
people can go to our website for all of our summary of all of our research, and that can be found at www.bennington.edu/PFOA.